Until recently, the only safe way to destroy diseased tissue and other infectious waste was to burn it in an incinerator. But dangerous chemicals such as dioxins spew from the incinerator smokestacks, and burning leaves behind a toxic ash. Now there's an alternative to burning. Dr. Gordon Kay stands in a spotless room beside one of the units manufactured at a company he helped found, WR Squared, in Indianapolis, Indiana. The unit will eventually be used to dispose of 5,000 pounds of dead animals, about the equivalent of 5 large cows, that were used for veterinary research. But there will be no smoke. There'll be no fire. Kay's idea for a new type of disposal technology began 12 years ago, when he was a pathology professor at Albany Medical College. He was frustrated with how much it cost to dispose of dead research animals. So he started experimenting with a new technology, and alkaline hydrolysis was born.
Well, there are no air emissions from it. It's a sealed system. It takes place in a hermetically sealed pressure vessel. No dangerous products are produced in it because of the temperature at which it takes place.
Alkaline hydrolysis works like this. Infectious waste goes into a tightly sealed vessel, along with strong alkalis, which are very caustic. The waste is then cooked at temperatures well above boiling. A chemical reaction causes the waste to break down. The infectious components are neutralized. When it's over, you end up with two products, a sterile water-like solution that can head to a sanitary sewer system, and sterile crushed bones, the consistency of powder, that can be used as fertilizer. Because the end products are clean, they don't require complicated disposal, so the process is cheaper than incineration. WR Squared now has 60 units in 15 states, primarily at research facilities. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has purchased several of them. New York was the first state to allow use of the technology. Ira Salkin directed that state's medical waste program when it approved WR Squared's process.
It has less potential problems than is being found with incineration. And the use of incineration in the United States is decreasing. And therefore, their system holds great promise. As the numbers of incinerators decrease, one finds they have this alternative to be used to treat pathologic materials.
Environmentalists agree with Salkin that the technology is sound. Jorge Emanuel is with Healthcare Without Harm. He notes that it's especially effective for one troublesome type of waste, cattle dead from mad cow disease.
Not only does this destroy infectious agents, but it also destroys prion contaminated waste. And prions are what are believed to cause things like mad cow disease, which are very difficult to destroy even by incineration. So the WR Squared has been shown to be able to destroy these prions in the contaminated waste.
Last April, the Environmental Protection Agency approved alkaline hydrolysis, along with incineration, as a way to treat mad cow diseased waste. And WR Squared's Gordon Kay sees that as a big future market. Jorge Emanuel, with Healthcare Without Harm, says while alkaline hydrolysis is generally good for the environment, there is one concern. The fluid that's produced could overwhelm some small-town sewer systems. The company says in communities with small sewer systems, the solution can be released more slowly or during off-peak hours. So alkaline hydrolysis is cheaper. It pollutes less. Government agencies like it. And environmentalists find little to criticize. Now the company is broadening its reach to treat more hospital waste. Many hospitals are using smaller, not very efficient incinerators that pollute more. WR Squared's Gordon Kay says he expects big growth with this new method to dispose of medical and infectious waste as labs and hospitals look for ways to replace their incinerators over the next several years. For the GLRC, I'm Julie Halpert.